Hello. Susan. I'm in bed trying to sleep. Why, where are you? What? No, what time is it? What? What the fuck? I don't know why I'm still in bed. My alarm didn't go off. Why the fuck didn't my alarm go off? I know I have to be there. I will. I'm getting dressed right now, okay? I'm getting out of bed. Oh, fuck. What time do we go on? Okay, I got time. Look, I'm just gonna get dressed and then I'm gonna go, okay? I will be there as soon as I can. Yes, I know I have to meet them. I'm leaving now, okay? I'm getting up. I'm going. I will be there as soon as I can. We have time. Okay. I will see you soon. Bye. Fuck! Fuck. Why? Aria, why didn't my alarm go off? What? How did she shut it off? Yes, I gave her access. Fuck. Oh, for fuck's sakes. Why did you do this? Why did you shut my alarm off? Where are you? Why? Why did you shut my alarm off? I am so fucking late. Where are you? Hey. Where are you? Aria, where is she? She went out? When? 8:07. Did she say where? She left a note. Where? Please don't be mad at me. I have to go. All I'm doing is coming in between you and your father. I'm causing you nothing but trouble. All of this madness started as soon as I came into your life. I can't bring that on you, especially after all you've done for me. I'll miss you. I can't thank you enough for everything you've done. Please take care of yourself. I love you. No, fuck, no. Aria, she didn't say where she was going. I need to find you. I need to talk to you. You can't leave. Please don't leave. Please don't leave me. Hello, Wendy. I need to talk to the chief. You need to get him. No. You need to get him now. Wendy, it's me. Okay, I wouldn't be doing this if this wasn't important. You need to get him now. Please get him now. Thank you. Chief. I'm not good. Listen, I know this is really unusual, but I need a favor. I need you to find somebody. My girl. Yes, her. I don't know, she left. She left me a note. I don't know. She might be going out of town. I don't know. I need to talk to her, Okay, she just left. I don't know where she is. I know you're not allowed to do this. I'm asking you, as a friend, a favor. Thank you. Thank you. No, that's fine. That's fine. Like, one guy. Put one guy on her. No, it's fine. No. Look, I have this huge press conference I have to go to right now. Can you call me if you hear anything? Okay. No. No, I don't want him to go anywhere near her. I don't even want her to see him. Just, if you can, find out where she is, let me know. Okay? All right. Thank you. I owe you big time. Okay, I have to go too. Okay. Okay. Fuck. Okay. Shh. Just be cool. Be cool. It's gonna be okay. It's gonna be okay. Just fucking, just go to the press conference. Let's go. Hi. Yes, I'm here. Fuck. What a fucking shit show even getting here. Yeah, I'm good. Oh, I'm ready. Like, holy fuck. Okay, like, everybody is here. This place is packed. Holy shit. What's that? You have a surprise. What surprise do you have for me? Two of them. And they're both here? And they're gonna talk. This is perfect. It's perfect. Okay, good. What? No, I'm good. She's, Susan. She's fucking gone. I mean, gone. She's the one who fucked up my alarm. I know she doesn't want me to do this. Susan, she's gone. She left me a note. She thinks she's responsible for all of this. She thinks this is all her. Like, the reason I'm doing this to my father is because of her. And the reason all this shit has happened is because of her. That's what she thinks. Yeah, she left before I woke up. She turned off my alarm and then she split. Susan, I need to find her. I need to talk to her. I really do. She needs to understand. Susan, she can't be gone. I know. No, I'm good. I'm good. I'm cool. Don't worry. I did something crazy. Yes, again. I called the chief. Yes, the chief of police. Well, he's kind of, sort of, a friend of mine. I asked a favor. I got him to put someone on it. I need to find out where she is. If I know where she is, I can go find her and talk to her. Susan, she might get on a bus. She might get on a train. She might just go. I don't know what she's going to do. If she goes, I'm not going to be able to find her. Susan, I really need to talk to her. He said he's going to call me. Like, if he finds her, then he's going to let me know where she is. I hope you're right. I hope it does all work out. I'm scared. I know you know. Do they? No, I'm good. We can go meet them. Am I good to do this? Susan, are you kidding me? The whole reason she's gone is because of my father. He has done all of this to me again. Again he's done this to me. And now he's taken one of the greatest things I've ever found in my life away from me. I'm going to destroy him. I'm going to walk out there, and I'm going to be so cool and so calm. And I'm going to dismantle him in front of everybody. And then, when our two guests come out and decide to do their talking, it'll only seal the deal. And by the end of this press conference, my father will be ruined. And I'm going to love every second of it. Let's go meet the ladies. Hello, ladies. Yes, I'm his son. Well, thank you. Were your accommodations okay? Excellent, excellent. I wanted to make sure you were well looked after. And I want to thank you so much for taking the time to come here and do a little talking. We'll get to that when you're out there. I will just ask you a couple of questions and you can answer them. It will be fun. Well, it's been great meeting you, ladies. I will see you out there in a very short time. And tonight, when you get back to your hotel, I will have something special there waiting for you. Well, I told them to make you sort of a special dinner, sort of a send-off. Yes, you will be flying first class again when you leave. Did they now? They gave you champagne. That's fabulous. Well, I will make sure that you get it again on your way back. Okay, ladies, I will see you soon. Okay, you know what? They're actually very charming. They're very nice ladies. Yeah, I'm ready. I know I keep checking my phone. Susan, this is fucking killing me. Susan, she can't go. I know. I just need a chance to talk to her. Okay, 10 minutes? I'm good. I'm ready to do this. Let's fucking do this. Hello. Chief. Where? Which cafe? The one on Anderson. Okay. No. Just get him to watch her. Just make sure she doesn't leave. Yeah. No, that's fine. Chief, I owe you. Thank you so much. Okay. Bye-bye. Susan, they found her. She's in that little cafe down on Anderson. Susan, I don't know what to do. Tell me what I'm thinking. Yes, I'm thinking I have to go. I know. I'm going on in 5 minutes. Susan, if I don't go. Like, she might leave. She might hop on a bus or a train or something. I don't know. I might lose her forever. I don't know what to do. Everything is ready to go. All I have to do is walk out there and do this. But what if when I'm done, she's gone? I have to choose. That's easy. That's not even a thought. I don't have to choose between her and my father. I choose her. She's my everything. I need her. And I should go? What are we going to do about all this? Are you serious? You got this? What are you going to do? Okay. I will. I'll leave that to you. Susan, you take such good care of me. You're incredible. I do need to go. Susan, you're amazing. You're getting a raise. I am. Let me know how it all turns out. I'll talk to you soon. Okay, bye. Hi. What am I doing here? What are you doing here? Thinking about what? Well, what's everything? Can I sit down? I'm not at the press conference because I'm here. Yes, I am supposed to be on right now. Because I found out where you were and I had to go. I had to come here. I had to talk to you. I guess I canceled it. I don't know. No, I don't really know. I just told Susan I had to go. She said okay. Look, I woke up and you were gone, and I freaked. I panicked. I didn't know what to do. I called a favor with the chief of police, and I asked him if he could put a detective on it to try to find out where you were. So he did. And they found out you were here, and I was just about to go on. No, I didn't have you followed. I had you found. And just, I don't know. Maybe it was stupid. Maybe it was wrong. I don't know. But I needed to find you. I needed to know where you were. I needed to talk to you. I read your note. It was like you were going forever. I had to do something. I didn't know what to do. I don't know. Maybe I'll reschedule it. I don't know. I know you didn't want me to do it. No, that's... See, this is the thing. This is the thing. You think this has everything to do with you. It doesn't. That's not what this is. This has gone on long before I even knew you. Okay? My father and I haven't gotten along for a very, very, very long time. And this isn't you. You keep taking this on you. No, that's not why I did this. It's not why I was going to do the press conference. I was going to do the press conference to stop him. Because every time something special comes to me, he takes it away. Or he tries to take it away. Always. Long before I knew you. But then I met you. And then, now he tries to take you away from me. I can't let that happen. I needed to stop him. That's why I was going to do the press conference, to shut him down once and for all. You know what's funny? I was freaking out. I was about to go on, and I knew I had to come here. And Susan just looked at me and said, "You have to choose." She meant between you and my father. It wasn't even a question. As soon as she said it, I just immediately thought, I need to go. And she knew. And she covered everything for me. But she knew I had to come here. Why? Let me ask you something. On the note you left me, at the bottom it said, "I love you." Do you? Do you love me? No. Just yes or no. Do you? Well, that's why I'm here. I'm here because I love you. What do you mean, no, I don't? How can I just think I love you? No. You think it's because of last night? Now, look. Can I tell you a story? It's kind of like a once upon a time story. It's silly, but I'm going to tell it to you anyway. So, once upon a time, there's this, like, really wealthy guy, you know, powerful, blah, 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 all that stuff. And one night, he decides to drop in on his uncle's restaurant. Restaurant has, you know, a little bar in it. Go see uncle. I stop in, and I'm talking with him, and we're in the back. And then this girl walks by. You. And your hair's tied back. You got your apron on. You got those big rubber gloves on. And you just walk by. You came out of the stockroom. You walked by both of us. And you said hi to my uncle. And then you just looked at me and gave me, like, this nod. This, like, hi. And kept walking. And then you disappeared into the kitchen. I don't know what you did to me when you looked at me. But I went home that night and you were all I could think about. I couldn't think about anything else except you. And I just kept seeing your face, the way you looked at me. Because when you looked at me, your eyes looked, you looked right into me. And I got to see into you. It was the weirdest thing. I can't recall it happening ever, except right then. So you went off, I talked to my uncle, I left, went home, couldn't stop thinking about you. So the next day, I'm driving home, coming from the office, and I know I'm going to go by my uncle's, so I decide to stop in again. And he's very surprised. Like, what are you doing here again? Oh, I was just passing by. I thought I would just swing by. So we started talking, and then he went off to do something, and while he was gone, I knew you were there. I wanted to see you. So I went up to the kitchen door like a kid, and I was thinking, okay, I can go in and I can pretend that I'm looking for something, but what are you going to go in and pretend you're looking for? And it was this whole drama in my head before I even walked through the door. And I just went, fuck it, and I walked through. And I started pretending I was looking for something. And then I walked over by the shelf and I looked over at it and I saw you. And you were on your break and you were just sitting there eating like your staff lunch and you didn't look very happy. And you looked up and you saw me. And I just smiled at you. I didn't know what to say. I didn't know what to do. I just smiled. And you kind of gave me like a half smile back. And that was that. And I went back out. The crazy thing is I went home that night and all I could think about is making you smile more. It's all I wanted to do was just to see if I could make you like really smile. So I did something insane. I called my uncle and I said, I want to work there one night a week. And he started laughing. He thought I was full of shit. And I said, no, I really do. He said, what do you want to do? I said, I'll work the bar one night a week. He's like, why the hell would you want to work the bar? And I gave him this whole line about, you know, how it would be good for me. Because I was really stressed out and, you know, it would be a change. It would be different. It would really help if you let me do this. So he said, okay. But all that really did was it gave me more time to see you. I used to write down when your breaks were. And then I would just, like, come into the kitchen for no particular reason. And then that's when we got to talk. And it's funny. I mean, a lot of it was just small talk bullshit. But even spending that 5 and 10 minutes with you was amazing. And I'd go back out. And then eventually I asked my uncle if I could work 2 nights. And now that you know what my life is really about and what my schedule is like, you can see that that was probably not a smart thing to do, but I had to. Because then, when I was working 2 nights, I got even more time with you. I loved it. I loved spending all that time with you. But then I saw how you were living. I saw what you were doing. I saw you were like taking leftovers and scraps and all kinds of things, and I had to do something about it. It was making me crazy thinking of you living like that, of all people, you. Because I don't know why. I don't know why. I don't know why you're so special. But you are. I can't put it into words. I can't say it. I can't just go, this is you. This is why you're so special. I can't do that. I can't put it into words. I just know what it feels like. It feels like there's been this huge part missing from me for so long, and now it's there. And then last night was incredible. And then going to sleep with you in my arms, that was amazing. Just holding you close to me like that. But the moral of my little story is I fell in love with you a long time before you came to stay with me. I've loved you for a while now. Yes, I do. Can you please just come home? Okay, what's your question? I do now. I didn't believe in happily ever after. But I do now. I have a question for you. I'm kind of nervous to ask it. I don't know. Just, I am. But I'm going to. What am I doing? Isn't this what you traditionally do when you do this? Will you marry me? Yeah, I'm on one knee in a cafe, showing you a ring. I think I'm serious. Hey, I'm hoping those are like happy tears. Hey, what's wrong? What's wrong? I'm sorry. What? I love you too. I love you. Is that a yes? Fuck. I can't believe this. I can't believe this. Well, then that makes two of us. No, it's not crazy. It's not crazy at all. No, it's fucking perfect. Oh my God. Do you realize how crazy this wedding is gonna be? It's gonna be huge. Oh my God. There's gonna be so many people there. It's gonna be insane. It's gonna be like the biggest wedding ever. Well, no, it doesn't have to be huge, but you're thinking a smaller one? Like, how small? Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Do you want to elope? Were you? I can do that. As long as we have a party after. Okay. Deal. Are you coming home now? Good. We have to go discuss where we're gonna go. Well, if we're gonna have a wedding, like we're just gonna elope. We need a nice place to have the honeymoon. We need a nice place to go to get married. So we have to pick out a spot. You pick out where you want to go and we'll go. And then when we get back, then we'll have my party. Oh my God. You said yes. You just made me the happiest man in the world. Good. For fuck's sakes. Nothing. My phone has been going off for like ever. No, it's still... It's going again. Oh, shit. You're right. It might be Susan. Hold on. No. It's my father. Why would I want to get it? He's the last guy I want to talk to right now. Really? Okay. Hello, Father. No, I didn't go through with it. I guess I had something more important to do. Yes, as a matter of fact, it does involve her. Yes, you're right. She is very good for me. You can see that. You're welcome. Oh, I know exactly what I could have done. Talk about what? father-son chat? Yeah, we could do that. All right. Well, you give me a call and we will. You're welcome, Father. Oh, you have a good night, too. Okay. Bye-bye. Well, okay, that was very weird. Well, first he thanked me for not going through with the press conference. And then he said, "You seem to be really good for me." And he wants to get together to have a father-son chat. Yeah, well, we'll see about that. Okay, I will. I will try to be optimistic. But in the meantime, you and I have some plans to make. We also need to talk about your job. You don't want this job, do you? What I mean is, you don't want this job. I've known for a while that this isn't what you want to do. You're excellent at it. You're incredible at it. You've grabbed it by the horns and totally taken control of it. But I can tell this isn't what you want to do. And I've known it for a while, but I've just been kind of selfish because I just loved having you around me all day and night. But Susan is going to train somebody else. What you're doing is you're going to art school, which starts in 2 weeks, which you are enrolled in. No, I'm not kidding. Yes, you're really going. I know this is what you want. I know you wanted to go. I also have another crazy idea, which is turning that back room that's like all windows into your art studio. It's just sitting there. We just have to go shopping. We have to get you all set up. I love you too. Hey, you want to get out of here and go plan a wedding? Come on, let's go home.